good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to Shannon Sharp flipping on Skip Bayless for not deleting his tweet regarding Damar Hamlin. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
Everybody talking about Dizzle new drink, they like
you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. And below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Don't forget, when you order your bottles, shipping and handling is included, and you must be 21 or over. Also, the Dizzle Brand merch, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on merchandise store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. That's Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, let's get into it. Shannon flipping on Skip, which is nothing new. Skip, I mean, nobody really likes Skip, but Stephen A. Smith and Lil Wayne. I mean, Skip is a punk ass bitch, man. He really is. Let's keep it moving, though.
Hey guys, so once again, we got to talk about this tweet here from Skip Bayless that made everybody lose their minds, okay? Because Skip Bayless simply was thinking out loud what probably a whole lot of people were thinking in the tragic moment that happened just a few days ago on the NFL football field when Bill's safety, I think he's a safety, Damar Hamlin, suffered cardiac arrest on the football field after taking a direct blow to the chest in what appeared to be a freak accident. Okay, this is one of these events that is like what, one out of a million or something like that, some crazy number. It just so happened that that routine tackle, that routine hit, caused him to go into cardiac arrest on the field. It was a extremely scary moment. And, you know, in that moment, Skip put out this tweet here where he basically said that, look, there's no doubt that the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how this late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. So basically, Skip was wondering out loud what probably a whole lot of people were wondering in regards to whether or not the game was going to continue. And two, if it's not going to continue, then how are they going to reschedule this game, right? This is a logistics nightmare for the NFL. But he said also that it seemed so irrelevant. Like, that is irrelevant considering what is happening right now. He got destroyed for this tweet by all the people that were butthurt about it. And then he also put out another tweet talking about, you know, Damar Hamlin's health and how important that is. And basically explained itself, but he didn't delete the tweet. Now, some of this drama and backlash from this tweet has now spilled over onto Skip Bayless' show, Undisputed, that he has with Shannon Sharp, who Shannon Sharp is known for being very emotional, right? He makes very emotional arguments because for an NFL football player, he seems to be a very emotional person, okay? And that emotion spilled over into probably one of the most awkward moments I've ever seen on live television. Between Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
Before he finishes, I typically agree with Greg Foreman on a lot of stuff. He's a fellow North Carolinian, but I got to disagree with him on this. What's really irrelevant is, why did Skip have to tweet this in the first place? Like, tweeting that is what's really irrelevant. Like, who cares if the game is going to get canceled or if they're going to reschedule the game? You know, there's some things, sometimes there's some things that are just more important than a football game. And from what I heard, the dude literally died and was brought back to life. So I don't think that's ever happened on the NFL field. I could be wrong, could be mistaken, but I don't think that's ever happened. So, like, what's really relevant is, why did you skip tweeting this in the first place? Like, why did you, you know? So, I think, like, is Skip deserves the backlash. And Skip, you know, like, there's a difference between being too sensitive and not sensitive at all. You know, and let's keep it moving on.
I want to play, because again, it is truly fascinating TV to watch this drama play out in front of our eyes. Clearly, this is not scripted. I think that we're literally,
and that's what makes it good TV.
Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe in real time.
That's what makes it great TV.
This is truly glorious, not scripted, spectacular TV. So, without further ado, go ahead and roll the clip.
Good to see you, Shannon. I understand there's something you want to share this morning.
Good morning, yes.
Morning.
There's been a lot of speculation of why I wasn't on air yesterday, and I won't get into speculation or conjecture or innuendo, but I will say this. In watching that game on Monday night, what happened to Damar Hamlin struck me a little different. As a brotherhood in the NFL, when injuries happen, when we know injuries are a part of the game, I've seen guys suffer ACLs and Achilles tear, but I've never seen anybody have to be revived and fight for their life on the field. So it struck me a little differently, because I remember seeing my brother paralyzed on the field temporarily, and he was able to regain focus. Skip tweeted something, and although I disagree with the tweet, hopefully Skip would take it down, but I didn't want it.
Well, time out. I'm not going to take it down, because okay. I stand by what I tweeted.
Skip, let me
okay.
finish. Let me,
all right, okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Go ahead, let's go, Jen.
Okay.
I mean, I cannot even get through a monologue without you interrupting
okay.
me.
Well,
you could have came back, Skip.
Well, I thought,
Skip, just let me. I was just going to say, Skip, I didn't want to yesterday to get into a situation where Damar Hamlin was the issue. We should have been talking about him and not get into your tweet. That's what I was going to do. But you can't even let me finish my opening monologue without you interrupting.
Okay. I was under the impression you weren't going to bring this up because nobody here had a problem with that tweet.
No. Clearly, the bosses wanted you to offer explanation. So clearly, somebody.
No, they
had a
did
problem.
Not have. Nobody.
Let's go, Jen.
Thoughts and prayers remain with Damar Hamlin.
That's where the focus should have been, and
continues.
Not on the football game. Yes, let's go, Jen.
You see Skip's face?
Yeah. So
wow.
That is what
wow.
a breakup looks like in real
yes.
time. Okay. I think
yes.
these two are going to break up. I think they're headed for a breakup, which, I mean, it's kind of awkward because I think that Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe just recently signed new deals to continue the show. But I don't think they like each other very much. This is not the first time that I think they've had
nobody
issues
really likes
on
Skip.
Air with each other. I think Skip Bayless told him like the other day or something like that, he's not Tom Brady, right? Or something. Basically insulted Shannon Sharpe's credentials, okay? Even though Shannon Sharpe is a Hall of Famer, and I feel like a lot of athletes don't like Skip Bayless because they don't like the fact that Skip Bayless is
correct.
Critical of them, even though he's never been a professional athlete. Right? I'm
yep.
not sure what type of athlete Skip was. I think maybe he might have played, I don't know, basketball or something in high school. I don't know exactly what type of athlete he was.
You know, let me stop real quick. It is not really just because he wasn't an athlete and he criticizes him. It's the way he does it with his condescending manner, his tone, like he's always right, like his shit don't stink, like he's better than everybody, he knows more than everybody. Me personally, I think the best sports debater is probably Chris Broussard, who I would think a lot of athletes probably like and respect because the way he comes across. I know there's a lot that like Stephen A. Smith more than Skip Bayless. And Stephen A. Smith did play a little bit of college ball. But, you know, it's the way Skip is. It's condescending tone. Like his shit don't stink. Like he knows more than everybody. He's better than everybody. And he feels this sense of entitlement because he mainstreamed this sports debate platform you know, experience that we got going on with First Take and Undisputed and all these other little sports debate shows that you see, just because he like grandfathered it in, you know, he feels some kind of sense of entitlement. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of Skip Bayless either at all. I'm with Shannon Sharp on this. It was irrelevant for him to even post that, man. Like, who gives a fuck about the game right now when this dude nearly fucking died, man? Sometimes it's just some things more important in life than a game. Once again, I thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.